Erev Tov and good evening, everyone. We are in the Zera Shimshon on Parshas Vayakhel. This Shabbat, of course, we'll read, God willing, Vayakhel Pekudei, but we're going to read a piece from Vayakhel. This is Os Tess, section number 9, and the Zera Shimshon starts with a piece from the Medrash Rabbah, and let's jump right in. The Medrash Rabbah on Sefer Shmos. Vayasu kol chacham lev. So it begins, this piece begins with a quote from a pasuk in our parsha that discusses how people who had a special wisdom in their heart, meaning the wisdom of building all and doing all of the different labors of the Mishkan, those people came and were called upon to build the Mishkan. So the Medrash comments, hadohu dichsi, this idea of people coming and using their special talents and gifts to build the Mishkan is reflected in a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Mayim rabim lo yuchlu lachabos es ha'ahava. The pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, great waters are not able to extinguish the love. So the Medrash Rabbah comments, what do those words mean? Mayim rabim elu umos ha'olam. The great waters are a reference to the nations of the world. Kedichsiv, as a pasuk in Yeshaya says, kahamos yamim yehemayun, as the roaring of the seas, they roar. And that pasuk is talking about the nations of the world. So we see that the nations of the world are referred to like that they produce the roaring of the seas, and that's like mayim rabim, the great waters. So the Medrash Rabbah says, when the pasuk says the great waters can't extinguish the love, that is a reference to the nations of the world that can't extinguish the love. And let's see what love we're talking about. Im miskansim kol ha'umos levatel es ha'ahava. If all of the nations of the world would gather together to nullify the love sheyesh bein hakodesh baruch hu liyisrael that exists between Hashem and the Jewish people, einom yicholim, they would not be able to do so. Dichsiv, as the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, which we started with, is written, mayim rabim, great waters are not able to extinguish the love. So it's talking about the love. According to the Medrash Rabbah, the pasuk in Shir HaShirim is referring to the love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And the mayim rabim, the great waters, that's a reference to the nations of the world. So if all the nations of the world did whatever they could to try and nullify and invalidate and destroy the love between Hashem and the Jewish people, chas v'sholem, they would not be able to do so. And the Medrash Rabbah continues, v'ohav es Yaakov, and we know that Hashem quotes a pasuk to say, Hashem loves Yaakov, Hashem loves Bnei Yisrael, v'neharos lo yishtafuha, and the continuation of the pasuk in Shir HaShirim about the water says, and the rivers will not be able to flood it away. They will not be able to wash the love away. Elu hamalchios. These are the kingdoms, are the kingships of the nations of the world. They also will not be able to wash away the love between Hashem and the Jewish people. V'chein hakos of Omer, and a pasuk, another pasuk in Yeshaya says, Esmei ha-nohar, the waters of the river. It's talking about the Euphrates River. Melech Ashur. This is a reference to the king of Ashur. So that is showing us that the word river can refer, a great river can refer to a great powerful king. And so when it says, v'neharos lo yishtafuha, the rivers can't wash away the love between Hashem and the Jewish people, it means even the kings of the nations of the world, not just the people of the nations of the world, but even the mighty kings of the nations of the world cannot destroy the love between Hashem and the Jewish people. Ad kan lashono, until here is a quote from the Medrash Rabbah. So the Zera Shimshon has some questions he wants to pose. Next paragraph. Tzorech Ion. This requires analysis. Eich salka datoch. How would a person ever have thought that the nations of the world would be able to nullify the love between Hashem and the Jewish people? Meaning, if we need a pasuk in Shir HaShirim to come and be interpreted by the Medrash Rabbah, that it's teaching us that the nations of the world will never be able to extinguish the love, then that means that it's possible, it would have been possible to conceive that they could have done that. So the Zera Shimshon says, how is that conceivable that the nations of the world could do that? V'ha'ava eino dover gufani, and behold, ahava, love, the love between Hashem and the Jewish people, is not a physical thing, el dover ruchani, but it's a spiritual thing. It's a spiritual phenomenon. So the nations of the world, we might think they have great physical power and they could destroy something physical, but the love between Hashem and the Jewish people is a spiritual force. So why would we ever think, the Zera Shimshon asks, that the nations of the world could impact in any way, could even negatively impact the love between Hashem and the Jewish people? Ubishlama, it might have made sense, im haya omer, if it had said, im miskansin kol haumos, if all of the nations of the world were gathered, la'abedes Yisrael, to destroy the Jewish people, chas v'shalom, God forbid, that might have made sense, nicha shapir. That would have been a correct thing to assume that possibly could have happened. Shezeh hayadover, shehaya yecholes biyadam. Because that is a thing that the power, the ability, the capacity is in the hands of the nations of the world. Im lo machmas shehakodesh baruchu, if it were not for the fact that Hashem lo shavak velo yishbok doesn't allow this to happen, and he will not allow this to happen. So the Zera Shimshon said, if the Medrash Rabban, if the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim said, came to teach us that the nations of the world will never be able to destroy Klal Yisrael, God forbid, that will never happen, that they can't do that, then he says that would make sense, because that's something that we know. They if it wasn't that Hashem protected us every moment and protected Klal Yisrael from the might of the nations of the world, then Chas V'Shalom, the Jewish people could be destroyed by the nations of the world. So he says that's something that it would have made sense to learn. Omnom, however, ba'ahavod, when we're talking about Hashem's love, ein mokom l'svarazu, there's no place for this line of reasoning that perhaps the non-Jewish world, the nations of the world, could destroy the love between Hashem and the Jewish people. No reason to ever think that could possibly happen and be conceivable, or be conceivable. So therefore, why do we need to learn that's not going to happen? That's question number one. The old kasha, and another question number two, Masha Omar, what it says a little later in the pasuk, v'neharos lo yishtafuha, the rivers will not wash away the love that Hashem feels for the Jewish people. And the Medrash Rabbah commented on that, elu hamalthios, these are the kingdoms, the royal families in the kingdoms, v'chi hamalthios enom ha'umos atzmam, and is it saying that the kings are not part and parcel of the nations of the world? Umahosif lanu bazeh. What did the Medrash Rabbah add to us? And what did the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim add by saying not only will the nations of the world not be able to nullify Hashem's love for the Jewish people, but even the kings and the ruling families and powers of the nations of the world will not be able to destroy that love. Zera Shimshon says that's kind of saying the same thing. That's redundant. The nations of the world are the leaders. The kings are the leaders of the nations of the world. So isn't it really the same thing? That's question two. Coming to the bottom of the column. V'yesh lomar, and we can say, she'ahavazu, that this love between Hashem and the Jewish people, teluya, it is dependent, b'may de amrin and b'per kama de brachos, on something that the Gemara talks about, that Chazal talk about in the first parak of Maseches Brachos. And here's a quote. Ohev Hashem Sharei Tzion. Hashem loves the gates of Zion, the gates of Tzion. The Gemara quotes that pasuk from Sefer Tehillim. And then the Gemara comments, Ohev Hashem She'orim Hamitzuyonim Behalacha. What does it mean, Hashem loves the gates of Tzion? It means Hashem loves the gates which are mitsuyonim, which stand out, which are prominent behalacha in learning Torah and learning halacha learning the Torah to the point of understanding the halacha. That's what Hashem loves. That's what that pasuk in Tehillim means. The od amrin in biyalkut, and we also say in the Yalkut Shimoni, hakol kol Yaakov. When the Torah says the voice is the voice of Yaakov, this is of course Yitzchak Avinu saying this when Yaakov comes to bring him the food, and so that Yitzchak his father will bless him. So Yaakov says, "Hakol kol Yaakov." The voice that I'm hearing is the voice of Yaakov. Kol zman shekolo shel Yaakov nishma. All of the time that the voice of Yaakov, meaning of the Jewish people, is heard. Bevote knesios uvevote midrashos, in the synagogues and in the beis medrashes. Ein hayadayim. Then the hands, yidei Esav, the hands of Esav are not sholtos bo, able to have any power or domination over the Jewish people. Dishmamina, and we learn from this sheikar ha'ahava, that the essence of this love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people, teluya be'esek ha'Torah, it depends upon the Jewish people's involvement in Torah. So the Zera Shimshon is establishing a very important yesod, a very important fundamental principle, which is that when the pasuk in Shir HaShirim and when the Medrash Rabbah, when Chazal talk about the love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people, it's a love hateluya bedover. It's a love that in its essence depends upon the study of Torah and the commitment and dedication to Torah shown and demonstrated by the Jewish people. And that's why the love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael exists. That's what sustains it. V'hashto ka'amar, and now we understand what the Medrash Rabbah is saying. Im miskansen kol ha'umos levatel esek ha'Torah. If the nations of the world gathered together to nullify the study of Torah by the Jewish people, the involvement with Torah of the Jewish people, kidei levatel ha'ahava, in order to nullify the love that Hashem feels for the Jewish people. In other words, if the non-Jews, Jewish nations of the world came up with a stratagem, with a plan, and they said, we understand that Hashem's special relationship with the Jewish people and his love for them is dependent upon their involvement in study of Torah, then if we can somehow figure out a way to intercede and stop that and stop the Jews from studying Torah and be involved in the study of Torah, then we can negatively impact, we can damage the love Hashem feels for the Jewish people. If that's what you think could happen, einam yecholim, then the pasuk is coming to tell you they would still not be able to do so, not to be able to nullify Hashem's love for the Jewish people. Lefi she'im Yisrael, because if the Jews, lo yuchlu lilmod b'farhesya, are prevented from learning in public, yilmedu b'tzina, they will learn Torah in private. So if the nations of the world come and they forbid, as has of course happened in the history of the Jewish people, they forbid the Jews from studying Torah, so the Jews will go into hiding and they'll study Torah in hiding and they'll study Torah in private. Ve'im lo yuchlu lilmo Torah shebichsav, and if they are forbidden by the nations of the world at some point by some ruling power who has control, and they say the Jews cannot study their Torah, their written Torah, Yilmedu Torah Shebal Peh Bilvat, then the Jewish people will resort to the study of the Torah Shebal Peh. In other words, there are ways that we have seen throughout Jewish history that the Jews will maintain their commitment to the study of Torah no matter what the nations of the world do. If we can't study in public, we'll study in private. If we can't study Torah Shebichsav, we'll devote ourselves to Torah Shebal Peh. Veha umos lo yargishu. And when we study Torah Shebal Peh, the nations of the world will not be able to discern and to feel im heim medabrim divrei Torah o milei d'alma. If the Jews are speaking words of Torah, which is forbidden, which the non-Jewish power has forbidden, o milei d'alma, or just general words, are telling stories. In other words, as Zera Shimshon says, one of the powers of the Torah Shebal Peh is that the nations of the world can't tell when we're studying Torah Shebal Peh. You can study Torah Shebal Peh, and it'll sound like you're telling stories about Rabbi Akiva, stories about Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, different stories, or maybe you're telling Agada does, there's all kinds of things. And even when you're learning other parts of Torah Sheh Bal Peh, as long as you're not quoting Psukim, then the non-Jewish nations of the world won't realize that you're actually studying Torah. And therefore, this has been a method that the Jews can use to continue their study of Torah, no matter what laws and prohibitions the nations of the world make. In the next paragraph, the Zera Shimshon is going to give some examples from cases in early Jewish history where we see this illustrated. As we find in the last parak of Maseches Pesachim, she Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai lomad chamisha dvorim mi Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was able to learn five things from Rabbi Akiva. When Rabbi Akiva was imprisoned and waiting for his execution to be carried out by the Roman authorities, because he had been teaching Torah, even though Rabbi Akiva had been incarcerated by the Romans and they had said, we're going to execute you, he was still able to teach Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, according to this Gemara in Pesachim, five important things. And in that Gemara, it explains how Rabbi Akiva was able to do that while having a normal conversation and use words that the guards did not realize was part of teaching Torah. So the reason the Zera Shimshon quotes that Gemara is to, again, illustrate how Rabbi Akiva, in this case, was able to continue teaching Torah, even though he had been sentenced to death for teaching Torah, and even though he was imprisoned with guards standing right there, he was still able to teach Torah to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai because of the way he was able to tell stories and use words that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai could learn from and learn Torah from, even though it didn't sound like Torah, anything having to do with the Torah, to the guards. Ve'od matzinu b'perek kama de Sanhedrin, and we also find in the first parak of Maseches Sanhedrin, and you can see there that there's a little typo where it says de Psachim. That's, you take out de Psachim. It's not the first parak in Psachim. It's the first parak, actually, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, as it says in Maseches Sanhedrin. Sherebi Akiva Atzmo, Rebbe Akiva himself, when he was imprisoned in the jail, and he was at a point when he was waiting any day to be taken out to be killed. Iber Gimel Shanim, he was able to send out information and messages about the intercalation of the Jewish year. That means adding a month to the Jewish year, which is something that the Beis Din and the Sanhedrin would do. And Rabbi Akiva, again, in prison, awaiting his execution any day, was able to teach and get out in vital information to the Jewish people about the Jewish calendar and how to handle those matters, even though he was completely forbidden from teaching Torah, and even though the guards were standing right there in front of him. The Ayin Shom, look there, the Zera Shimshon says, look at that Gemara in Sanhedrin, and you'll see the Maisa, you'll see the incident. V'lo nitpas mitchila, and Rabbi Akiva himself was not captured to begin with. Ela lefi shehaya makhel kihilos berabim. But because he gathered large groups and taught Torah in public. So the Zera Shimshon says, even Rabbi Akiva, who was imprisoned and ultimately executed for teaching Torah under the Roman persecutions, he himself could have found a way to avoid imprisonment if he had taught Torah only Bitsina, only privately. But Rabbi Akiva insisted that the life of the Jewish people depended upon the study of Torah, and therefore he continued to teach Torah to large groups, even though he understood very well the danger. And so the Zera Shimshon says, however, when the Jews are threatened with that type of danger, they could always resort to teaching Torah only in private. And as we see in a different Gemara, that Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma reproves, he gives Musar, he gives rebuke to Rabbi Hanina ben Tradion, to Rabbi Hanina ben Tradion, about this exact issue, b'perek kama de Avodah Zarah, in the first parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah, v'ayin b'chidushenu l'Maseches Avos, as Zera Shimshon says, look at our writings, our chidushim on Maseches Avos, more about this topic. The reason he quotes the Gemara in Avodah Zarah here at the end is because in that Gemara, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma is encouraging and trying to convince Rabbi Hanina ben Trajon to teach Torah only privately, to not teach it in public. And he tells him, you can save your life. Don't allow yourself to be killed. Don't do something so dangerous. Don't do something that that could result, God forbid, in your execution. But Rabbi Hanina ben Trajon, just like Rabbi Akiva, insisted upon teaching Torah, continuing to teach Torah in public at the risk of his life. But these Gemaras all illustrate the Zera Shimshon's point that he made in the previous paragraph, that no matter what the nations of the world do, the Jewish people will always find a way to continue studying Torah and continue to be involved in Torah, even if they have to do it privately, and even if they have to do it in ways that are kind of in code, or in ways that the nations of the world will not, the people of the nations of the world will not comprehend. Ve'im tomar, and if you say, okay, we understand all of that. However, if you ask, halo la'achar she'yiglu Yisrael le'bein ha'umos, what about at a time period when the Jews are not in their land, when they're spread out throughout the nations of the world in Golus and exile? Yielahem tiruf das, there will be a complete breakdown of their ability to kind of focus and pay attention to study Torah. Ubilbulim, and all kinds of confusions from the persecution. V'chol yimehem mechoavim, and all of their days will be filled with pain. V'lo yuchlu od lilmod, and they will no longer be able to learn Torah. So the Zera Shimshon says, if you understood what we said above, that the Jews will always find a way to learn, but then you say, even so, are you telling me when the Jews are completely scattered and dispersed around the world and completely under the domination and the power of the non-Jewish nations of the world, and where in some of them they'll be completely persecuted and forbidden to maintain their Judaism, are you saying they'll still be able to do it? Perhaps we might imagine under the repression of the Soviet Union during the Stalinist days. Certainly we can imagine under the days of the Nazis and the Holocaust. So the Zera Shimshon says, and if you'll ask, that there will be days, unfortunately, tragically, when the Jews, no matter what, will not be able to study Torah. Alzeh Omar, on that, the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim continued, V'naharos lo yishtofuha, the rivers will not be able to wash away the love for Hashem for the Jewish people. Elu hamalchios, this refers to the most evil and powerful rulers, even under the most powerful and evil rulers of that the nations of the world will ever have, the Jewish people can still find a way to study Torah. The amrinan be'erevin, as we say in Maseches Erevin, l'chododi, this is another quote from a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Come, my beloved, neitze hasadeh, let us go out to the field. So the Gemara says, what does it mean in Shir HaShirim when the pasuk says, come, my beloved, let us go out to the field? So the Gemara says, this is a reference to of the Jewish people saying to Hashem, bo ve'ar acho, come, Hashem, and see. Talmidei Chachomim, if you come out to the fields, you'll see that there are Torah scholars, Torah students, oskim b'Torah, who are still studying Torah, mitoch dochek v'tzar ha'golos, even during the pressure and the suffering of exile. Even so, even under the most painful times and the most tragic times in Jewish history, the Gemara in Erevin projects and predicts, according to the Zera Shimshon, the Jewish people will still find a way to study Torah. V'ayin l'komen Parshas Bamidbar, and look later in Parshas Bamidbar, the Zera Shimshon says, Perish Medrash Zeyoyser Ba'orech, a perish on this medrash in more detail and more length. And as you see in the note, that's Oz Dalet, section 4 on Parshas Bamidbar. So that concludes this piece, and we can certainly come away. We have to come away inspired by the lesson of the Zera Shimshon, because the whole theme of this piece is to say that no matter what is going on in the lives of the Jewish people, whether they are living as we are, thank God, b'shalom u'b'shalva, and in peace and comfort certainly relatively speaking. In Golis, nonetheless, there are Jews in the world right now who are not living b'shalom u'b'shalva in exile, and they're living under persecution, and they're living under tyranny. And when we think of times in Jewish history, we certainly can think of times where it's almost impossible to believe the commitment of the Jewish people to continue studying Torah under those circumstances. But the Zera Shimshon says that is what guarantees the love of Hashem for the Jewish people. And that is what proves the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, according to the interpretation of the Medrash Rabbah, that no matter what the nations of the world have done and will ever do, they will not be able to sever the connection and nullify the love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Shkoch to everyone for participating tonight, and we look forward to learning together again the Zera Shimshon next week. Also, God willing, there will be a special